Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey, fam. I'm trying to be all cool today. Every time I try to do something new, it's like it blows up. Every time. But that's okay. I'm going to learn how to do all this and get cool. One day I will. So I'm glad to see you guys. Welcome to the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical what we're experiencing. I'm so glad that you are here. And so, yeah, we're going to have a great time. As always, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe and share and share and share. It's great news that we are sharing. This is the end of it for these creeps, these bad guys who are doing all this. You're going to love the show today, so you don't forget to hit that like button. All of my good information is over on melissaredpill.com. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, why is my whole screen showing? I don't know. I'm trying to be all cool. That's why. Anyway, it's melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com, or freedomforce.live. You can get there either place, and you can see all the cool stuff that I have. We've done research for all these years. So, yeah. And now this is that we don't have all the fancy getup that a lot of people have. We just do it. Like I said, always, I'm the lady with the laptop. All right, so let's jump in here. Let's go. I love this so much. Did you guys see this today? This was so awesome that President Trump had Carolyn Leavitt go out on and talk to everyone about how Obama had given an award to Tom Homan. Tom Homan, as you know, has gone up to Minneapolis to kick some, you know what, up in Minneapolis. And yeah, everybody's like, he's so bad guy. He's no good. And then like, okay, then exactly tell me exactly why did Obama award him the Medal of this great Medal of Honor, right? Obama awarded Homan one of the highest honors available to a federal civil service executive, the 2015 Presidential Rank Award for Distinguished Service, official White House commendation given to only the top 1% of federal executives. I don't know. Wonder why. Yeah, I thought that was so great. So I want you to listen real quick to what Caroline had to say. Check this out.
From 9 years ago, 2016, meet the man the White House has honored for deporting illegal immigrants. And I would remind everyone in this room that it was former President Barack Hussein Obama who awarded a medal to Mr. Homan. So he's obviously very qualified. He has the full trust and faith of the president. He will continue to have these meetings in the hopes that ICE and local law enforcement can cooperate and work together to have successful immigration enforcement, as we've seen in almost every other state across the country.
I love it. That was so great. So just cut them off at the knees that they don't have anything that they can say about Tom Homan going in. And Bovino has left. And, you know, I don't know very much about him, but supposedly he's going to be retiring. And so, you know, there had to be some changes to be made. But I just feel like more than likely, part of the plan was always to have Homan come in there, because look at what he's done on the border. He's absolutely does an amazing job, and he's already had these conversations, as President Trump has, with Governor Walz and with the mayor of Minneapolis, Fry, and looks like already big changes have happened. And so they realize they have to they have to cooperate with ICE. President Trump, you know, this was the news. If you saw this on the news, it says, oh, we agreed to remove some of our ICE agents. What they didn't promote and discuss is that he said, if you have the local law enforcement support ICE, right? And so this is the thing. They've had to have double the people in Minneapolis, all throughout Minnesota and Maine and all these, you know, places where the riots are happening, because they had not had the support from the police. They've had to have the other ICE agents out there to protect the ICE agents who were trying to arrest the illegal immigrant, MS-13 gang member, etc. So this, and if you know anyone who is from Mexico, say this is a cartel member. The very reason that you moved here from Mexico was to get away from these very people that they're trying to go and arrest. You do not want them to take over our country like they did Mexico. And they understand that. Obviously, these paid protesters, they don't know anything about it. Anyway, so Tom Homan is now in charge as of this moment. So that was great. So yeah, I did do a little clip today. Did you guys like that? I put that little clip out, and so I'm trying to help promote, you know, what we're talking about, and also just give people a little you know, excerpt of the hot news for the day. And so I'm trying to connect the dots with this video of what's going on with connecting with what happened in Davos, what is the City of London doing, because they're always the hidden hand behind everything that's happening, and clearly they're the ones behind at the top. They're the puppet masters at the top of what's going on in with these riots and to fight against ICE, and they brought in all these people to do all these crimes, to be there, to help them to get all their money on the side through this fraud. And they've also had this voting base. And now, with them being removed, now 150,000 plus have been removed. This is really destroying their whole process, because they cannot win without the illegal immigrant vote. As simple as that. That's where we are in the timeline of history. So yeah, this is actually in the City of London at the Tower Bridge. And you notice there the crest with the dragon. There you go. That's pretty much tells you everything you need to know. These people worship the dragon. The dragon, of course, represents Satan. If you're not familiar, we look at how this is biblical. And if you want to find out the wonderful truth about end times, the great news, definitely check into this page right here, end times information, over on melissaredpill.com. You probably won't be able to see that, but I will get all these kinks worked out eventually, like I always do. But anyways, over right here, you'll see the end times information. Yeah, you can't see that. Anyway, you'll see the wonderful truth about end times. And these are our books right here. The Golden Age is my most recent one to release, as well as End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, which is the decode of the Book of Revelation. And then also this is Biblical and Major Clues from Minor Prophets. So definitely check them out. And I also have the audiobook over on melissaredpill.com. All right. So, you know, President Trump went to Davos and everybody was saying, he's going to for sure, you know, we're going to stop him from trying to get Greenland. To how outrageous that he would ever want to try to do that. This is the deal. We've gone in and we've paved the way of everybody in the whole, in all of NATO for all these years. We've never asked for anything. All we've been is the sugar daddy to give everything to everybody. And the very moment we say we need this for our national security, oh no, you don't. You can't have it. Again, why? It's because of this hidden hand. These people at the top who want to have everything their way. They do not want Trump to end their little game that they've been playing on humanity, where they've controlled all the money and controlled all the businesses, all the governments, had all their puppet leaders, controlled all these wars. They don't want to have that come to an end. And President Trump's bringing all that to a screeching halt. So they don't want him to get anything that would help him to accomplish that goal. But immediately, as you saw, if you didn't see the little clip I played before, I did before, basically, this is the post that President Trump put out right after Davos was completed. He said, based upon a very productive meeting that I've had with Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, we have formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region, not just Greenland, not just having a place for him to put the Golden Dome to be able to have these laser weapons. If you haven't seen my most recent video, I did one on the laser weapons just the other day, the Dew weapons. And so not only that, but also the entire Arctic region, which is allowing him to get mineral deposits as well as oil reserves. So all of that, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. And they know that they have to play. He's the boss. He is the boss. And they realize that. And so Mark Rutte really told everybody this is what has to happen, that we're backed into a corner. We really don't have any choice. Again, that is why a lot of this has taken so long, and to get all these puzzle pieces in place so that this could happen at this time. So that was so amazing. Of course, now they're in a position that they are trying desperately to stop President Trump, and they can't stop him. So what are they going to do? What can they do? What card can they play? Well, the only card really they have left is this color revolution card. Their color revolution card is basically where they come in and they pay for rioters, paid protesters to come in and raise all this mayhem in the streets. Well, that's what they're doing. And so now wonderful patriots have connected the dots that, yeah, this is being led by this criminal cabal at the top. So everybody sees them. And that's why I'm doing this video, and that you're sharing this video is to help people connect those dots. This is not an organic movement by any stretch of the imagination. And the things that we're going to talk about right now will prove that. So our wonderful patriot, Cam Higby, we have just so many great patriots. Thank God for all these wonderful patriots who work tirelessly. So he goes out, you know, man on the scene type of thing, and he has found all of this data from these signal chats. Have you seen any posts about Signalgate? I've been posting about it. So look at this gigantic list of these people who some of them are, you know, maybe paid, some of them are not paid. Either way, they have joined in on this group chat, basically, this in an app called Signal, and they are being able to get information about license plates, about, you know, where to be, when to be there, what to take, you know, they have the whistles. I mean, where do they get all these whistles? All these things are provided. And look at this gigantic list, and they're freaking out because they realize that now they've put their name, some of them put their entire names on there. And of course, people are immediately researching this, and they're being, you know, exposed and doxed. And they for some reason thought they would not be. And they're exposed before all the world that they are part of this insurrection. FBI agent, director Kash Patel said he was, you know, he was on it. And then of course the DOJ should look into this also, because these people are out there fighting these ICE agents, which is a felony. All right. So that was so great. Thank you so much for Cam Higby, CamHigby. So he's got 300 more names that he dropped from the Bloomington Rapid Response ICE Chaser group chat on Signal. And he says he's found a ton more. So definitely follow him over there. So I thought that was amazing, amazing. So he also, this is the one who is responsible for this, the actual lieutenant governor. Did you guys realize she is the lieutenant governor? She's just not some, you know, low down, you know, the totem pole person. This is the second in command to the governor, Walz of Minnesota. She is the one of the admins on this Signal chat. That tells you right there that she is the one giving them access to all of this information that they need to know exactly where the ICE agents are going. That means the state of Minnesota is behind the protests. It's not organic. It's insurrection at the very top. Everybody needs to see this. According to Cam Higby's reporting on these Signal ICE monitoring groups in Minneapolis. These people have access to national license plate database in real time. They also seem to have access to rental car databases and know who's rented what model and make of vehicle. This is what they're sharing over there on that Signal chat. You know, they're actually sharing that this is who has rented this particular vehicle and tracking down those vehicles. Seems like that they might even have GPS on these vehicles, you know, because you know a lot of the rental companies do have that. Seems like that many that may be something the DOJ should look into. How do they have this access? Of course, through Flanagan. Are there law enforcement officials in there helping them? And of course, that is what President Trump, I'm sure, had this discussion with Mayor Fry and Governor Walz, saying, you have to stop helping these people, and you've got to get the police on the right side of this thing, or you're in big trouble. Basically, it was the conversation. I wasn't in the conversation, but I'm thinking that was a conversation. What do you guys think? Yeah. So then it says, who and with what agency did someone hack their supposed secure system? Do they have someone working at the local airport giving them rental data? Something else? Okay, so that was amazing. I appreciate these wonderful patriots who are working so hard on this. Now, this is another thing. This wonderful patriot, let's see, this one's name is Data Republican. Data Republican. He says, or she says, that Signalgate donors list is now available for download. Now, I have not downloaded. I'm a little sheepish about downloading things. If someone wants to take it upon themselves and download that and you know, whatever, you can let us know what you find out. I'm a little sheepish about doing that because I don't want to get some kind of virus. But either way, I appreciate this person's work. I'm not trying to impugn their character at all. I just don't want to have my system go down. Anyway, so these it says politicians and foreign leadership are confirmed. In one of the many files revealed by Cam Higby, a resources file directs people with money to a website called Stand With Minnesota, which in turn directs donors to a campaign run by Tending the Soil on Chuft. What more about the tending on the soil later, but what to know, the campaign is hosted by Chuft, and the first donation came from Johnny Sapatiuk, a Canada-based community organizer who is part of Chuft leadership and specializes in fundraising. He is most likely a central figure in raising money. So he's clearly from another country donating to basically have our country taken over. And this is, again, this is treason to have another country to receive funding from them to be able to bring down our country is treason. Yeah, we need to get all look into this. There's 4,000 plus donors and their identities. So this great patriot has sent this over to the authorities so that they have access to all this information and all these donors who've been helping to run this color revolution. Yeah, only 3.1 million have watched this video, have looked at this. I will grab this clip and I will pop it in here so you guys can see it. This is the donor list. I'm popping it into the chat right now. What do you think about that? So that's awesome. I appreciate them and everything they're doing. And they're having they've reached almost $500,000 in their efforts to support these frontline organizers. And one of the first ones was this Johnny Sapatiuk, who is a community organizer in Canada. There you go. So that's hugely important. There's something else I wanted to show you on Cam Higby's site. He had that. He's got so much great information over here. There's the actual Signal. And then he's also got, let's see, there's something. Oh, yeah, I thought that was great. It's a great picture. I can't seem to find. There was something else I wanted to show you on his site. Signal groups are not used to coordinate protests. Their express purpose is to hunt down agents and impede them. What part is not clocking? Not only do they act as insurrectionists, they proudly call themselves the resistance and fly rebel flags. All right, and that's, of course, who Preedy was. He was one of these ones who was on these Signal chats, and he was told where to go and what to do. And these people who did this are, in my opinion, the responsible for what happened to him. It's absolutely awful. Okay. He's going to have audio recordings, so I'll grab those and be sharing those too with you guys. All right. It also connects to Keith Ellison. In their Legal Help Signal channel, there are instructions to report federal agents to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. The link led directly to a page designed by Ellison's office for reporting feds, these federal agents. Ellison has been seen outside of Whipple Federal Building engaging in protests with the insurrectionists who just a few nights prior tried to kill me and attempted to bring down the fence. So this is he's exposing Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General. This goes all the way to the top. Huge. All right, so there again, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. But now I've shared the video, and I think I have it on this to show you here in a minute. But yeah, since President Trump had that heart-to-heart with Governor Walz, all of a sudden the police went out and said, "We're now arresting you," and it's over. They can't do it. So we'll watch and see, you know, what happens next. If they're gonna continue, or if they're gonna, you know, stop, and if this is going to be the moment for the Insurrection Act, we'll have to, you know, it would seem that that would be the case, but we'll watch and see. These groups, let's see, I showed you that one. Okay, and then I showed you that one. Here is, like I said, here's the list. I'll give you the link, and you guys can see if this is if you're brave enough to download those. I'm sure it's fine. Anyway, all right. So yeah, here is the reason that they are doing this is because the fraud has been exposed, and they are trying desperately to keep their illegal immigrants, to continue the fraud, to continue their voting base, and they don't want all of these things coming out. But it's too late. You cannot put the genie back in the bottle. And so here, I really appreciate Cam Higby with the Signal Gate, and of course Nick Shirey, Shirley. My brain, surely, with about exposing the Somali fraud, about the transportation and how they're just getting millions and millions and millions of dollars and sending it over to their Somali lords over in Somalia. I there's a video that my sister sent me today, and it was just really great about they just have a different level of morals there, and they just, it's just basically this mentality of whatever is good for the clan is what we'll do. And that's why they have no compunction about cheating and lying and stealing from our country, because we're not in their clan. So, okay, then go back to your clan, because we don't want you here, because you're not, you have not sworn allegiance to our American clan. All right. All right. So but we'll be back to, we'll talk about that in another day, because she has a really great video. She's actually from Somalia, and she says, "I don't want to be part of this, this evil things that they're doing." The Minneapolis Signal chats have organized protocols. They have training manuals. They have financing docs, including foreign funding from Canada. Excuse me. The Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, state reps, and city councilors have all been identified. Sedition. If this leads to violence and death, it is insurrection, sedition, felony, and murder and conspiracy. Yeah. Yep. 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 That's what we're seeing. Now, this is a Minnesota House of Representatives. There's another person who's involved. He's on the front lines. Of course, he's, you know, paid in this position, likely because they knew he was one of them who would do what he was told. His name is Representative Alex Falconer. I want you to hear just a little bit about what he has to say.
Groups on the app Signal that we would love for you to join. Whether or not you want to be a part of the resistance network, I fully understand that you may not be comfortable with that. But if you see any suspicious vehicles, any traffic, if you know of anybody that is being targeted, that's being detained, we have resources immediately available.
Independent journalists and undercover ops have cracked open.
There you go. You know, okay, I'm just going to say this. These do not look like, they look like Somalis to me. Okay, let me see if I can find that picture again. They don't look like Americans to me. They look like they're from Somalia. And so Americans, I'm going to show you a video from someone, you know, here in a little bit. These resources should not be being sent to Somalia. These resources are intended, you know, for the child care and the travel and all these different transportation, autism help, all these things are intended for the people in America and not to be sent overseas for, you know, for someone else. I mean, they have their own country. Do your own thing for your own people, not to steal from us. I'll show you that video in just a second. Minnesota police unleashed and charged leftist rioters who were terrorizing federal agents at a hotel. So, yeah, their network was exposed and people got hurt. And so now, I think this was the one where they caved. And I think this is the one, yeah, this is the one where they came in and said, now you're under arrest. Check this out.
Please sit down and wait for instruction. You are now under arrest. Please sit down and wait for instruction.
So, I don't know. They're being arrested, it appears. So, we'll just watch every minute to see, you know, what exactly is happening. If these people are stopping or if they're going to continue, we'll watch and see. All right. So, before I show you this, I guess I'll do that next. Let's see. I'll go ahead and show you this one. Yeah, this is this American man who is saying this, what they have done is treason. And I really appreciate that he's connected these dots. I don't know if he's been following 17 all this time, but he, you know, he's connected it and he realizes this is like where you're proclaiming civil war against our country and in a position of leadership in the government where you've sworn an oath to of allegiance to your state and to your country, and look at what you're doing. And he said this is sedition that is worse than jail time. Check this out.
I want to remind everybody that this came from fraud. The governor and the mayor should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. And I'm talking about draconian punishment. I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about something more severe to drive the message that anybody who tries to incite violence and create civil war in the United States of America needs to be capitally punished. Things have gotten way too far. And I think this is becoming the moderate position because everybody knows that left is fucking crazy. Now, everybody else might be caught in the crossfire because fraud happened. We were talking about $9 billion in fraud. Do you understand how insidious the fraud might be that you're willing to risk the life of your constituents to push some sort of agenda because you don't want to get caught? To fucking move the prying eyes away from the amount of money being funneled out of your fucking state? This is unacceptable. I don't think prison time is going to cut it anymore. Send the military over there and get that shit handled.
All right. So I thought that was amazing. I went, hang on real quick, Heather. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, now you're gone. Anyway, so hang on real quick. So yeah, this was amazing that he's connected these dots. And I hope you guys heard what he had to say. This is capital punishment. And prison time is not going to cut it. And so he's connected these dots. I thought that was really shocking. And this video went viral. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but he says it should be the penalty should be capital punishment. So I got one more thing to say, and then we'll start. I've got something really cool that Heather and I are going to show you tonight. All right, so I wanted you to see this video by Black Conservative Perspective. And this one he posted, and I just wanted you to see a little bit about what actually happened in case you have not seen it already. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Let me see, it's making it smaller. Okay, why is that going to make it smaller? All right, so here's where he's, I guess that's his whole screen. All right, so this guy is, and I'm not going to show you the whole thing. I will give you the clip, the link to it, so you can actually go on and see this for yourself. This is the, I'm just going to put it on here in the chat as pretty. Okay, so I'm sure that Songbird will put this on there for us as the in the comment section. Okay, so this man was out directing traffic. He was clearly impeding the ICE agents. You guys obviously know that. And someone else had fallen. He went over near to them as if he was, you know, trying to, you know, help them. He's clearly not helping ICE agents. Well, they sprayed him with pepper spray, and you can see this from this angle. I think a lot of you have only seen the video from the other side, but on this side, you can see that he has a weapon in his hip pocket. And so let me see if I can get to that. So you can see that he has a weapon Let me see if I can get to that one. Okay, here's a picture right here. And you can see that this is the guy who ends up shooting him, and he's got this gun right here, and then you can see that he's got this weapon right here in his back pocket. And so this ICE agent here with the gray hoodie, you can't see his face right there, but you can see that he's reaching in to try to disarm Pretty, okay? Everything, of course, we're looking at it, you know, armchair quarterback doing it in slow motion, but this is all happening very, very quickly. And so he sees that this guy is resisting and that he has a weapon and that he can and his arms are not restrained. He could very easily reach around and grab his weapon, and then all these people will be in danger. And so their training is, if someone is resisting, this is what you're supposed to do. And it's a terrible situation. So this has to all get under control. Anyway, so you can see that he's grabbing for his weapon because he's going to try to protect all these, you know, all of the other officers. And very quickly, the guy starts to wiggle and he's starting to get up. Well, he moves over to the side. You see in this picture, now he's over on the side. And what he does not know, you see the guy with the gray hoodie. Now he's over here. He doesn't realize, the shooter does not realize that the man has been, at this point, disarmed. But he doesn't know that. I mean, it's again, we, you know, so many people, armchair quarterback. So here's, you know, when he ended up shooting him from this side. There is a picture where he's, you know, they got the gun. The guy's mouse is on the gun. But you can see that he's got the gun and he shot him at that point. Because if you notice, he's getting up. The man is still getting up. He needs to not resist. And he needed to not be out here to begin with, you know, fighting back. But he did. And that's what happens. And so anybody who resists arrest, then that's likely, you know, you're putting yourself in danger. And you see that you can't, in this video, you can't see his right arm. And why is that? Because he's reaching back for his weapon. And that's when this guy he's thinking he's going to grab his gun because the guy thinks he's still armed. And so that explains why he shot Pretty. Okay. So I just wanted you to see that. And then you can take more time if you wanted to watch this video. He does a very good breakdown, very good explanation. He got a much better video than what I had. All right. I think that's, the last thing I was going to show you is, it says, you know, 17 told us, you know, about treason, the offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or to kill or personally injure the sovereign or the sovereign's family. This is a betrayal of trust. And then farther down, he says, what is the penalty for treason? This is exactly what we're talking about. And they're doing it to try to stop us from getting our country back. And so it's not just a slap on the wrist. This is extremely important, what's going on. All right. So I wanted you to see that. Now, welcome. I don't hear you. Ask to unmute. You have to unmute, hon. You'll have to unmute. Can you unmute? Okay. Yeah.
Yay. There. Well, it was funny because, you know, I was like, wait a minute, because you were sitting there on the screen like this, and I was like, is she waiting for me? Because I had gone away, and I came in a little bit early.
That's okay. Yeah. But everything's okay. So yeah, I was watching that that guy, because I did have a serious look on my face, because he was talking about you know, this was treason, what they had done, are doing in our country. So yes, welcome. If you guys hopefully you guys remember, this is Heather Holmes with P Squared Probiotics, and so she is just, we've gotten to be great friends, and I just really appreciate everything that she does. And, you know, I've just gotten to know so many wonderful people who work so hard to try to get our health back for us. And one of the most important things that we can do for our health is to get our gut in good shape. That's why I made this page called Love Your Guts. And how can you love your guts? And that's what I've learned from Heather Holmes. Again, it's P Squared. If you want, go to my website, freedomforce.live/P2, and all the information is there. So welcome. Thank you for joining with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I mean, I feel like we talk all the time. Yes. Like, via text. And there's always, you ask the best questions. Thank you. All I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You really do. Yeah. And yeah. You get me to think, and which I love,
yes,
too.
Yes, well, and I also posted your video the other day, and it's on the site. This one right here, The Amazing Probiotic Miracles. It's really great to learn more about these things. These things were hidden from us, and so you had to research to really get down to the bottom of what was it going to take to get your system, because she tells the story how she was on the hamster wheel of being on antibiotics. So many people think that antibiotics are the answer, and they are not. They are absolutely not. And so really, if you want to research this page, and we're not going to go a lot into detail about it tonight because we've done that before, but it's really about protecting your gut lining and to not kill off the good bacteria. And you have to have a balanced microbiome of good bacteria to bad. And then also that allows, with the good bacteria, will destroy the bad bacteria. They'll just gobble it up. They'll gobble up all the bad bacteria so that you don't have this right here, which is biofilm. Now, the first thing I want to tell everybody is, I tell you, I'm like, I know I'm going to get hot. I get hot, and then I get cold, you know, this weather. Anyway,
I really like that thing, though.
I love my vest. It is toasty warm, though. All right, so the biofilm is really all this bad bacteria, and it makes like a big web on all throughout your body. And so, you know, this is, and I hope I'm saying that right, but it forms on your teeth, and that's what is the what do you call it, the...
Plaque.
The plaque. Thank you. I want to say tartar, but that's, I don't think that's the same thing. Anyway, so it makes the plaque on your teeth. So Heather told me, she says, start doing this every time after you wash your teeth, brush your teeth at the end of the day, and you do your flossing, which I'm a big flosser. I believe in it. And she says, do the probiotic rinse. Okay. And it's a mouthwash, toothbrush, and retainer. And I've put on my channel, no more bad toothbrushes, what do you call it? Like
dirty toothbrushes.
Dirty, yeah. No more of that. You've got really good, clean toothbrushes. So anyway, but I started doing that, and she said, you should have a very good dentist visit. So I said, well, we'll find out. So I've been doing this every day. Just swish, 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 swish in my mouth. And she says also that the plaque, if it's in your mouth, then it's going to go to your brain, which is no bueno. Okay. So I said, let me just try it and see. So I went to the dentist. Well, there was a terrible traffic trying to get, I didn't tell you this part, Heather. It was terrible traffic trying to get there. And I was running late. I never am late to the dentist this day. I mean, it was just terrible traffic. Anyway, so I was late. I called him up. I said, I'm running late. I'm sorry. But anyway, we got there, and the girl who was doing my prophylaxis, Julie, said, she says, I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get this done because, you know, we've cut out so much of our time, and I have another person right behind you. And halfway through, she said, we're done. We're already done because your teeth are, you don't have any plaque on your teeth. And I was like, yay. So if you are like me and you do not want to go to the dentist and have them do that little scraping sound on your teeth, then you need to rinse with this. I'm really, really happy about it. And also do your flossing, you know, do your good cleaning. But that was great. So you want to tell them what happened? How did that do that?
Well, you know, you were talking about that biofilm. And by the way, I've had the same thing. We've had people that really build plaque and have to get their teeth cleaned like every 2 months. And we hear consistently story after story after story. This changed my whole mouth. Like they don't understand what's happening at the dentist, and really dentists don't like us very much because we're taking plaque off the teeth.
Because they definitely don't have a cavity.
No,
you definitely don't have a cavity. Because you don't have any. That's what causes the cavities, is all this
absolutely
biofilm.
And actually, we, you know, again, when I'm saying these things, I'm just reporting what people have told us. But they've seen their teeth get wider. They've seen their teeth remineralize, their gums remineralize. And so there are a lot of benefits to this, even if you have like periodontal disease or dental caries or things like that. You can soak your mouth guards, your retainers. We had a meeting with a retailer, and the buyer was like, you know, all these years I've been looking for a product that you can actually soak retainers in. We can't find one. And I'm like, thank you very much. much. We're right here. So, you know, it's really, and the reason that it works, to go back to that, is because the plaque in your teeth is the biofilm that you were talking about. And the bad bacteria, when they eat, they poop and excrete, and they excrete sugars and everything, and they create this impenetrable, slimy stuff that we feel on our teeth. And if you feel that on your teeth, that means that you have bad bacteria there. Like, there's no question about it. And you have biofilm. So the same thing applies to your counters. When you feel the stuff on your counters, or you feel like a slippery rock, that is all biofilm.
Or if you could feel the inside of your guts.
Or if you could feel the inside of your guts. Yeah.
Right.
And it not only, your mouth is the gateway to your brain and your gut health. So not only will the plaque break off and go to your brain, it'll go to your heart. It will go to your gut. It will go to your arteries. Mm. So I used to do stents for the whole body except for the heart. And I've seen plaque inside arteries in, you know, your thighs, in your kidney, in your like abdomen, in your shoulder and your carotids. I've literally seen it everywhere. And so the plaque has to come from somewhere. And the other place that it does come from, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, is your blood. It has thrombin and fibrin in it, and left unchecked and out of balance as well, your blood. And the cells that are supposed to die off every 30 days in your body.
Okay.
And you get that backlog. That's how we end up with blood issues, how we end up with inflammation, autoimmune, things like that, or even edema, like swelling, you get that also. So the blood and the gut work in tandem with each other. And, you know, you don't remember that song, the left arm bones connected to the, remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it is, we are all connected, just like spiritually and across the globe, we're all connected as people. And so the bacteria outnumber us, and they're all in us, and they're all on us, and they're all around us, and they act according to their environment, but they all do the same thing. So if you are not balanced with good bacteria in anything on you or around you or in you, then have you noticed that thing with Zoom where it like goes in? It's like so weird.
Yeah.
But when you think about that in terms, like even when you open your window, there are things that come in, right? So we're not immune to bacteria by any means, and you can never kill enough of it to make any difference except for just upsetting them and creating imbalance.
But that's why you have to have enough good bacteria to overwhelm the bad bacteria.
Exactly.
That's what makes the difference. And that's what made the difference with, because I, you know, I have had, you know, dental issues. I don't know if I've never had a dental revisit like that. So that was really exciting. And it gives me hope that, you know, my guts are really getting improved too. So I'm going to show what I'm doing on the guts. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this last time. And I don't want our time to run out on us and not to get a chance to do this. So this is something, I didn't know, there was so much to learn when I first started talking to Heather. P-squared, P2 probiotics. And so go to freedomforce.live/P2. All right, so this is the drink additive. And I didn't even get that. I didn't understand that. It's wonderful. It's like a little spearmint flavor. It's really delicious. But what it does is it goes into your guts. Right. And it makes all your what I call my at the top, the shag rug. It makes your shag rug all, you know, removes the biofilm in your guts. And so that it will be able to absorb all the nutrients that you have in your food, and it can make it into the guts. Right. OK, so
it actually makes it through to the colon.
Yes.
Because these are soil spores versus the pills that line the shelves and the keeper and all that. And so they work a little differently. And so not only do they outcompete the bad bacteria to get rid of that biofilm and stop it from coming back, but they also have an amazing way of making it through the bile system to get to the colon where they're really needed. And the other cool thing about them is they can come back and work like a natural antibiotic when they need to, okay, nature-wise, not chemically, antibiotic-wise. And they also can do all sorts of cool things in your body when they're in there, like they can work with your genes and your DNA. They do cool stuff like that. And we've never talked about that, but they have. Yeah. So, you all, I don't know if you've watched ticker tapes of something called CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. That is the genetically modified man-made, bacteria that they've created, but in our natural habitat and the way the bacteria can do this, the soil spores, is when they're learning about the body and they're looking at your DNA and your genes, what they can do is they can actually put like a marker in your gene.
Okay.
In the DNA of the gene. And they can literally go back to it anytime to try to fix it or help study it.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But the same thing applies to bad bacteria. So they'll, if they get a hold of a, you know, something that is not good for you, like cholera or whatever it is, E. coli, you name it, they will glob onto that and they'll multiply rapidly. And so they will make a spacer so that they can keep infecting you. So again, I'm saying bacteria act the same way, but
they're smart.
Either something good or they can do something to harm you.
Wow.
But
they're really smart.
But most of the time though, like whether it's bacteria or mold or fungus or a virus, they can play nicely in the sandbox. But the minute that you try to kill them or do something to change nature, they will turn back on you. And so I talk about this and I emphasize this because the same thing is going to happen in your gut. If you're trying to kill off everything in your gut or use even natural products that kill things off in your gut, you got to be really careful with that.
Right, right. That's why the antibiotics are so, I mean, you got to be, and yeah, that's, I've never had a good results really. And I understand, you know, why they have them, but it's really dangerous in my opinion, you know, to kill off all your good bacteria because, you know, it affects, you know, lots of different things. So here is what in this package that I was just showing you, you've got all these little packets of this, probiotics. And so you just open it up and you put it in your drink. And if you just put it in fresh water, it's really a lovely spearmint flavor. I just love the flavor. And so
like water. I have a hard time drinking water, but I'll drink that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so I was talking to her about, cause you know, I've been doing, ever since I got poisoned, I've been doing blood work to check, to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, really in good, you know, the numbers are good. And so one of the things they were saying I needed to do was enzymes to help my body to absorb minerals and nutrients. What Heather was telling me is that, you know, I was telling her I was taking these enzymes. She says, but the problem is that's not making it past your gut, your stomach. It's all getting, you know, digested, and it's not making it into where it needs to be in your colon, and where the shag rug is. All right, it's not getting in there. So that's why a lot of times you can eat the best foods in the whole wide world. You can have the best nutrients and vitamins and minerals that you're doing as supplements, and it won't absorb into your system. Okay, and so that's why this will make it into your shag carpeting guts. Okay, all right. That's what it looks like to me. All right. So now I'm trying to do the same thing for my pets, and so they were not drinking it at first because they were like, it doesn't taste, to be honest, I don't think this tastes as good as this. This tastes like, I don't know, I haven't tasted it. I haven't tasted the pet one, but it doesn't taste like
my dog, she passed in June, but she literally waited for me to put it in her.
She loved it. Okay. I think they just didn't know. I think at first they didn't know. They were like, what is this? This is different. Okay. And anyway, so now, they're loving it. They're loving it. So I think they just had to take a minute to get used to it. They were used to nasty water, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, they're gobbling it down. So this is going to help their health also, to help their guts out and to help their little brains. So that makes me so happy to see them. You know, I think that it'll really help Buddy because he's getting long in the tooth. All right. So now tell us about this one.
I just want to say one thing about so just like, you know, a lot of people muscle test and things for products and so forth. And what I did with my dog is if I had something new for her, I would hold it up to her so she could smell it.
Uh-huh.
And then see if she liked it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of in that video that I did. And when she wanted the stinky teas and she just knew she needed them. And anyway, that's a whole other subject, but I'm just saying our pets are pretty smart and they know what's good for them and what's not good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that now they know, you're right. They were probably like, wait a minute, you didn't like tell me what this is and I need to know what this is.
Okay. Yeah. So I should have instead of just trying to sneak it in there, I should have said, I've got something different for you. I should have had that conversation with her.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So then this is the fruit and veggie cleaner. I don't think we talked about that last time either, but you've been talking about salmonella and all the things that they are, all the junk that they're putting on the fruit. So tell what we can do to stop that.
It's not just fruit. It's literally, it's everywhere, every day. In my feed, I see another recall for Listeria or Salmonella, and it's hit charcuterie, it's hit cheese, it's hit cantaloupe, peaches, broccoli. And I did a podcast once on like the whole continuum of what happens with our fruits and veggies. And really, you don't want to know, but you do need to know, because if you think about the fact that when you go to the store, think about how many hands have touched that and the transport trucks that transport them and how dirty they are. And then they go into the coolers in the stores and they don't clean those. And so it's just, you know, it's easy to understand. And Listeria comes through water. It's a waterborne issue as well as Legionnaires. And these things all live in biofilm. So we go back to the biofilm. And the reason that they can't stop this now is because the bugs are so strong, these pathogens like Listeria and Salmonella. And when they're in a biofilm, they multiply rapidly. Like you can stack them to the sun and back 100 zillion gazillion times in 24 hours to the sun and back. That's how fast they replicate.
Wow.
And then they're protected by the biofilm. And so, you know, you use that fruit and veggie wash, and I live by it because, you know, I'm very aware of what is on there.
Right.
And so I spray down, you know, an apple, add a little water, just move it around and wipe it with, you know, a paper towel or whatever. And group fruits, I spray those and I add water and I move them around and then I rinse them and dry them because I have berries every morning, multiple berries. And I'm constantly cleaning with that.
Yeah.
But even my banana, even the outside of the banana, I do clean.
Wow.
And I also spray that in my meat container so they don't smell when they go into the garbage. And I have been known to clean my meats with it.
Oh, wow.
My turkey.
Yeah.
I clean my turkey.
It's edible. Everything's edible. That everything you have is it's edible. So that's a great thing. So, and that's the thing is sometimes, you know, I think that we've just taken for granted, oh, well, this is fine. This is, you know, and it's not fine. As you said, all the hands that have touched it. And yeah, so we really need to, and water is not going to really take care of it. And that's, and that's where, we need to realize that we need to be very, much more careful, especially with just anything, whatever we put in our bodies could have a really bad effect. And I mean, and we've all had situations where you say, oh, what did I eat? I had something, now I've got the tummy ache, you know? And so, you just gotta be super careful. Go ahead.
Then you grab the digestive additive and you feel a little better then, because you can use it for like a little upset stomach well.
Oh,
But you know, there is a woman, there was a movie made about her, and she was on HSN a long time ago, and she's come out with a fruit and veggie cleaner, and there have been a lot of them on the market, but it's just another, you might as well just wash it with water, because it's really, it's just kind of cleaning some surface dirt off of it, but you're really not getting to the microscopic level where the probiotics go.
Gotcha. This will do, the good bacteria will gobble up the bad bacteria on the fruit. So yeah, because on her video here at the very bottom of the freedomforce.live/P2, you'll see her show up with an ATP meter, and that she cleans the dirty keyboard, and it has hardly any bacteria. It's all just in a healthy range. So yeah. Anyway, so that's great to know. Now I also had a little boo-boo, and so I called Heather. I'm like, okay, what should I do with this? But I actually used the same thing with the dog one too, the pet one. So this is the pet. There's one to clean the boo-boo when you get a boo-boo, and then also there's one to help it heal, and it does heal so quickly. And don't put, what was that stuff you said? Don't put, the gooey stuff like Aquaphor and all that.
Oh, Aquaphor and Vaseline are the worst things you can put on a wound.
Yeah.
Like a cut, and when sometimes I, at least I have in the past, I've cut myself really badly. Mm. And so I'm grateful that I have this stuff, but your pets, we make it for pets as well. The wound care.
Uh huh.
And, wouldn't it be nice to save a trip to the vet?
Yes. Yes. That's what I did. Yeah. So he, that's when Buddy, he pulled his toenail out. It was just terrible what happened.
What?
I know. Anyway, well, long story, I'm not going to try to gross you all out, but he gets nervous sometimes if we're not here, and he'll chew a hole in his blanket. And he'll chew a hole and chew a hole and chew a hole and chew a hole. And next thing you know, this blanket looks like Swiss cheese. Well, he got his little toenail caught in there, and he tried to jump or do something. I don't know what he did. Anyway, so yeah, he literally pulled it out. Anyway, so yeah, so I put this on it. And it was well like that, though. That was really, really cool. So, all right. So the one other last thing, and because I have some other things I want to show everybody, and our time is going to kind of, it's already running out. But anyway, so I want you to tell us about the blood product. You wanted to tell us something else about that?
Yep. Before I do that,
I want that.
I want to show, I don't know if I can do this. Here, wait.
Now you're gone. You're completely gone.
Here, wait. If I put it over to the side, can I show it or not?
I can't see.
Anyway,
right here. Which one is it? It's the
Clean Air Spray. Can you pull that up?
Okay. So here's the water additive down here. It's at the very bottom of the freedomforce.live/P2.
And then, it's okay. I'll just talk about it really fast.
It's right here. It's right here. You see it on the screen? It's right here in the middle. It's a new bottle. She's got a new. I can see it. Don't move. I can see it. Okay.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the Clean Air Spray, and I got tired of seeing the popular air spray. I don't want to say it on your show, but you know it begins with an F, and you know it. But that ruins your olfactory senses. It's filled with chemicals, and now they have it for car and everything else, and it's deadly.
Like, they know this. They do this to us on purpose.
They do. And actually, I had been working with the Allergy, Asthma, Sinus Foundation to try to get them to do some testing for us. And I stopped because they did this big thing with that product and said it was so safe and it was so this. And I'm like, okay, that's another organization that I can't go to.
Right.
And so, we have to start thinking about what we're spraying, what we're using. And isn't it nice to think about spraying good bacteria all in the air in your house that's actually having a health benefit for you and helping you breathe better and keeping things truly clean, and all over your remote controls and your couches and your bedding and everything else. And so this is an important product because it's a great way for you to be breathing in the probiotics as well.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. They were saying it's like a spa day for your lungs. Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Okay. Now this is super tiny, but go ahead.
Okay. It's okay. I'm going to click on it and pull it up.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, this is a pet shampoo, but I didn't mean to pull that up. But we do have a pet shampoo that's really gentle and fabulous. I swear I clicked on that other thing. It came up with that, which that's I thought weird. Was really strange.
That is weird. Okay.
Try it again. Oh, my God. It did it again.
That's so weird. Okay.
Why is it doing that every time I click on an image? Apparently it does not want me to pull up the blood product right now, so it's not doing it. Let's see if what happens if I click on that. Oh my God, it's all coming up as the pet shampoo.
That's so weird. Okay, so just tell us about it. That's okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, our blood product is coming back, and
you can unshare the screen so we can see your face.
All right. I was hoping for some odd reason it's just not letting me do it. Okay.
Technology. Okay. I love it. I love technology.
No one wants me to show that right now. but anyway, we have new packaging coming for that digestive additive as well. So it'll be really pretty. But the blood product, it is medical grade nattokinase. And I researched for a very long time to find this because in the studies that I read about this medical grade natto, I told you I did stents for the whole body, right? And when we had a difficult case, for instance, where there was so much plaque that you couldn't get in there to get a stent in there, they would drip the patient with something called urokinase.
Yes.
And it takes like 2 days to drip this patient. It's not comfortable for the patient. And so these studies were showing that this blood product was so much faster and so much easier and so much more effective than this urokinase. And that's what really sold me. And so the beauty of this, we ran out of it. And
do me a favor super quick. Can you take your screen off of share?
So I can I thought I stopped sharing.
Now I can see.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. So the really cool thing about this blood product is it breaks up clots in 4 to 6 hours naturally. It eliminates the spike protein.
Wow. Is it available now?
It will be in about 45 days. Come back.
Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to have you come back on and explain it then, because that would be so great, especially for, you know, anyone who knows, who has loved ones who've taken the jab or, anything like that. You know, I think, I think this is, we've learned a lot of great things today, and I think our brains.
probably overload.
Because this is all second nature to you, but we're all just, you know, learning about this and, you know, but this is a huge part, you guys, on how to have your health. It's really, really very, very good news. And actually, the other day I shared that whole video, and so we're all learning about it. So it's very exciting. The amazing probiotic miracle. Okay,
actually a great way to learn. I mean, if you can take 30 minutes and you can break it up for yourself, but that'll tell you like a whole lot about this and why it's so important right now for humanity. And I stayed under the radar for a really long time. So, you know, this is the time for people like myself to come out finally. And really be able to get this out here.
Yes. And everything that RFK is doing so that you can come, you know, and share this with the world. And it's been a long time coming, but this is how we're going to get our health back, because it all starts really in your gut. And making sure that your body it can fight off the bad guys. So, all right. Is there anything else you want to share with us before you go?
I thank you for having me, because it's so, I love you, and I'm it's just so grateful to be here. And I guess I would just say, consider this as part of your wellness toolkit. It's an important part of it, but I never claim that we're the end all be all and don't worry about anything else, just do it. But if you really want to get the environment that you live in and your skin and your mouth and your gut and everything balanced back with the right good bacteria, this is the place to go.
Right. And have a good dental visit too. All right. So, you know, okay. We haven't even talked about where to go to get there. Okay. So you can get a 10% off. She's offered us a 10% off for the Melly people. So type in Melly and you can get 10% off. Thank you so much for doing that. So I'm going to pop the link right here in the chat. And so right there, I'm going to pop in 10% with 10% off with Melly code. M-E-L-L-Y.
All capitals.
All caps. Yeah. All right. So yeah. So it's all right here. Just go to the shop button right there and you can see everything right there. So yeah. Thank you so much for joining with us.
Thank you.
It's very, very exciting. And so yeah, let's talk again when the blood product comes out. And that's, yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool.
All right. Love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining with me. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I wanted to tell you guys also about Mark Carney. Did you guys see what Mark Carney did? That he's saying basically he wanted China to be his sugar daddy. And so now we're like, what are you talking about? He's such an idiot. And did not he realize that President Trump was going to put him 100% tariffs? I mean, dude. Anybody with a half a brain would have known that that was what was going to happen immediately. As soon as President Trump came out and said 100% tariffs, he backed away. He said, never mind. Never mind. He says, I have no intention of doing that with China. That's our hemisphere. China has to stay out. Hello. This is our side of the street. Sorry, but China, you got to stay on your side. It's that simple. Welcome to the Trump doctrine. So I want you to see that, because that's really shocking that he would. I just really didn't think he was that dumb. They are really making some very dumb moves. It's really surprising. All right, so I want you to see about President Trump has this strategy. I will make sure that you have, well, actually, I've shared the link over on the social media. It's called the 2025 National Security Strategy, and I've shared it on the, like I said, on the social media. But here is where it's on page 19 of the PDF and page 15 of the document. It talks about the Western Hemisphere, the Trump corollary to the Monroe Doctrine. He says, after years of neglect, the United States will reassert and enforce the Monroe Doctrine to restore American preeminence in the Western Hemisphere and to protect our homeland and our access to key geographics throughout the region. In other words, for all these years, we have not been doing the Monroe Doctrine. They've just let Russia and China and all these countries come into the South America, into Canada, and even obviously into America, and basically run the world. And he says, out, out, out. That's enough. We're going back. We're reasserting and enforcing the Monroe Doctrine. And he says, if you do that, Canada, you can do that, but you'll be tariffed 100%. If you want to do business with America. And the thing about America is we are the big boy on the block. Everybody wants to do business with America. And so immediately he's like, oh, never mind, China. Never mind. It's just like, you would think he'd be smarter than that. Either way, and now he's embarrassed himself on the world stage. We will deny non-hemispheric competitors the ability to position the forces or other threatening capabilities or to own or control strategically vital assets in our hemisphere. This Trump corollary to the Monroe Doctrine is a common sense and potent restoration of American power and priorities consistent with American security interests. This document that he has is very short and sweet. The whole thing is only 33 pages. I would really encourage you would read this, because it's very simple, straightforward, to the point. This is how we're going to operate, and anything outside those bounds is a no bueno. It's not going to happen. So I wanted you to see that, and that's really what it's boiling down to with his international policy, his tariff policy. And boy, does it work. It works like a charm. Same thing happened with the, you know, getting Greenland. He says, okay, well then, and it's, you know, hopefully the same thing will work, happen soon with Iran. Anybody who's doing business with Iran, they're getting tariffed. I mean, it works like a charm. Really good. All right. Who's ready to see what's the status with the gold and the silver? Let's just go and see. Oh my goodness. Almost $5,200. Let's refresh it real quick and let's just see. It's $5,211. Oh my goodness. And I hope everybody on here has a ton of gold and so that y'all are rich, rich, rich. But either way, whether you are or not, the thing that makes me the happiest is that gold will destroy the Fed. Gold will destroy the Fed bankers. That's so exciting. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's at $5,211. Oh wow, this is so exciting. What a day we are witnessing. Let's see what's happening with silver. And silver is really cool because it can double in its value. Let's see, it was at 112 earlier today. Let's see what it adds at 114. It's just going up, 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 parabolic. So I want you to see where this, what God had said in his word. And to enjoy the show because they are being plundered. Look at this in Zechariah 2 verse 9. For behold, I will shake my hand over them and they will be a plunder to those who served them. In other words, us, the slaves, we have served them and we've worked and on our back and on our sweat, they have gotten rich and they've done all these things to us. I mean, it's really absolutely the most evil thing that they've that in the world. But he says, I love this where the Lord says in Zechariah 2 verse 8, for honor, he has sent me to the nations which plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. You are precious to him. And he says, no more. It's over. Done. Not going to happen anymore. Isn't that awesome? I love this. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 9. I will shake my hand over them, and they will be a plunder to those who serve them, and you will know that Yahweh of armies has sent me. Sing and rejoice, daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell within you. Many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell among you. And you will know that Yahweh of armies has sent me to you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? All right, so the other one I want you to see is this passage right here. That was when it was just at 5,100 back in the day, like 2 days ago. All right, so the other one I want you to see, again, this is from the book, The Golden Age on the book list over on Amazon. There was another one. Okay, Ezekiel 25:7. Check this out. He says, therefore, behold, I have stretched out my hand on you and will deliver you for a plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples. I will cause you to perish out of the countries. I will destroy you, and then you will know that I am Yahweh. Isn't that awesome? That's actually in this book, The Golden Age. It's the chapter on joy. It's the joy is that the Lord loves us and he's saving us. He's rescuing us. Every nickel that gold goes up and silver goes up, just tell yourself the Lord is doing this to destroy them because he loves us. That is what it's with this, the whole point. That's the whole point. He's rescuing us because he loves us. Isn't that awesome? And the Lord, the Lord of heaven's armies sent him to us to rescue us. He is rescuing us. As it says in the Old Testament, it says, and I talk about this in the book, the book here, the Major Clues for Minor Prophets, this one right here, that it says that I will be like a woman in labor. I've long quieted myself and restrained myself, but now I will groan and pant like a woman in labor. This is what the Lord is doing right now, is he is groaning and panting like a woman in labor to destroy the cabal. This is what's happening right now before our very eyes. If we have just the eyes to see it, I'm just so thankful to have the eyes to see it. And I know that's what you guys are too. Isn't that wonderful? He is saving us. He's rescuing us. I love that. All right, so the other thing, I want you to see that verse, and I think there's one more. No, I don't have it here, but yeah, I love these verses about how he's plundering them. Plunder really is where he's taking all their goods, taking all their all that they have built up, and every nickel that gold and silver goes up is one more, they're losing everything. They are losing it all because they've done this paper gold, this paper silver, and they bet against the humanity and humanity. They should have known. They should have known this is what the promise of God's word is going to happen. And they just were too prideful and too arrogant, and they did it anyway, and then there you go. We're taking everything back. Isn't that awesome? All right, so that's in Zechariah 2:9 and Ezekiel 25:7. All right, the last quick thing I was going to show you is this very, very weird video called Forever Pure. And I'll send you the link to it. You can watch this little clip. I'm not going to play it right now. But this one is very, very weird. Yes, Coast Rider, it is very exciting to be alive at this time. Very, very exciting. And our dear brothers and sisters in Christ who are watching from heaven, they're enjoying the show also. The difference is that we are getting to be a part of it in a very unique way on earth. Very, very exciting. All right, so this is called Forever Pure. And so what they're saying here, you see this guy's got this, the candles, what do you call that thing, the Jewish candelabra thing? He's got that on his shoulder. And so basically they're saying they're the pure ones. And obviously that's not the case. You know, the only pure blood is Christ. Those who are in Christ have the pure blood. And the bloodlines are not the pure blood. They are, and I'm not really talking about specifically blood as an object. I'm talking about those who walk with the Lord and have the blood of Christ, quote, flowing through their veins, that they live and are sustained on Him. That those are the righteous, and those are the ones who are pure blood, and not these who are, yeah, this forever pure. So I'll share that with you. I'm not recommending this movie at all. I'll just say not recommended. I'm just saying, but it, you know, if you wanted to see it, it's up to you. But it's really talking about, I think, how basically how they use, you know, they're doing it in a football team, whatever, but how they use, they're in crisis as power, money, and politics fuel a club spiraling out of control. It might have some clues on it. Be interesting to see, but I don't think I'm going to watch it. Okay, last thing. Our wonderful Benny Johnson has discovered Ilhan Omar has a winery. And just a couple of years ago, it was worth $15,000. Now it's worth $5 million. What happened? What kind of shenanigans has she been up to? So she's reported that this $5 million income, and it's basically, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all fake news. So I just won't have time to show that tonight. Maybe I'll show that for the next video. But here is the clip to it if you want to watch that. Here is, I'll just put on here, Ilhan Winery. Basically, when you go on there, the site at winery, it's a fake winery. There's no products to sell. They don't even have anything on their social media. And so it's like, what? How do you have this? You know, this winery. How are you making all this money? Because you know, no one can even go on there and buy anything. Yeah. So that's the look on your face when we're on to you. They're on to us. So this is the thing. They don't have the same morals. They don't have the same inside themselves to go, this is wrong. They just don't have that peace. Somehow it's been expunged, and so they just feel like that they can come over here and do anything they want, and they're finding out now that they can't. They're finding out right now. Here's their site. It's gone. There's nothing. And Benny was showing this site, and when he was showing it, it was still on here, but now they've pulled it down. So yeah, the whole gig is completely up. All right, I've got a beautiful song to play for you for our wonderful patriots have created this great song, and I wanted to play this for you after we pray. So definitely go and check out all the goodies that I have for you over on freedomforce.live. Oh, here's about the Q broadcasting. They have DVR now, just so you guys know, freedomforce.live/Q. But I was just going to take you to the main page, and you can see all the great things that we have. We have tons of videos over here. I'm going to move it so you can actually see it, hopefully. But here's tons of videos that you can research more about our President Trump's bloodline, about the lost tribes of Israel, about biblical astronomy, lots of great things. And you can find out about all of our true social media, and I still don't have it out of the way. Okay, I'm going to do it like this, and you can hopefully see. You can check out all this, as well as the truth about end times, as well as the listen to me read to you the books, in case you want to just listen to it when you are on your commute. All right, I think that's it. Okay, we're going to pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are guiding us through step by step. Thank you, Lord, that that you have helped us to understand who is behind all these things. Help everyone to see clearly that the cabal is behind this all these riots. It's all being paid, orchestrated by this hidden hand, and that control all these officials. And this is exactly what they're trying to do, to their last vain attempt to stop us from getting our country back and getting back really our world. And I thank you for our wonderful president, who will not be deterred and will not be stopped. Thank you for all the wonderful patriots here on the channel and all over the world that you have awakened and that are working together and fighting together to expose the truth. Help us, Lord, to expose this truth every which way we possibly can, so people understand that it's not what you're hearing on the mainstream news, which is the enemy of the people. But Lord, help us to share this truth. And most importantly, Lord, touch their hearts and their minds so that they can see it and hear it and understand that this is about getting righteousness restored. This is about getting law and order restored in our country and getting these gangs who are lawless out of our country and bringing these people to justice, especially those who have been in power and used their position for literal treason. I thank you, Lord, that this is what we're going to see. Give us the courage to face it and for this storm to be upon us and for all this evil that they've done to be stopped. We praise you and thank you, Lord, that we're going to see these amazing, beautiful days of health and wealth and peace. And thank you that you're plundering the bankers. And with every nickel that gold and silver goes up, that they are being plundered. Everything that they have stolen from us is returning to us, and that they'll be left penniless, just like your word says. We thank you, Lord, and ask you to help us to have good health. Thank you for all that Heather has done with P Squared Probiotics. Help her to get the truth out so people can get their health back, because they've done so much to damage our guts. And thank you, Lord, that you will give us long, healthy lives, even for 1,000 years. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, that you're doing this for us, because you love us. We love you back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys. And we're going to jet out. And I want you to hear, before I go, we're going to play this song for you. I think you're going to love it. Check it out.
The wind's howling low through the heartland tonight. The dollar's trembling, the shadows grow long. The dragon's breathing fire on the edge of the fight. But the storms are coming and it won't be long. Where we go one, we go all, the end is still right. Cuse has set the stage, let the truth be the guy. The old guard's shaking, the tower's gonna fall. God wins in the end, hear the trumpet call.
Storms are coming,
feel it in the air.
Financial crashing,
chaos everywhere. Anti-forgotten Soros pays a bill, but the Insurrection Act is waiting on the hill. Trump's taking names, gloves off, no more. No more open lanes. The Fed's on its knees. Silver breaking through. The dragon's prophecy is coming for you.
Stage is set. The actors play their part. The perverts hide, but they can't hide their heart. When the faithful stand and the righteous pray, the storm that breaks us leads to the brighter day.
Storms are coming, but the light. Where we go on, we go all, the plans in motion.
but the light's already won.
Storms are coming.